Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
As our children return to school, it's vital that we offer the guidance they deserve. Open communication is the only way to win the war against drugs and violence. Parents, talk to your kids and help them to make better decisions for themselves. That's from Grace Cafe in Ault, inviting you to come and get it. Whether you're barely hungry or hungry as a bear, stop by Grace Cafe at 200 East 1st Street in Ault. It's a great place for great food and a good time. Grace Cafe, 200 East 1st Street in Ault, on the air because they care.
Now the football season started, and life is going on fairly normally here in the United States. Why, Sunny, I don't think we're going to be hearing that much about what it's like to live in Israel today. But it's not fun at all. Other people there still live under fear and terror. After the recent war in Gaza, although there's a temporary ceasefire, now they're getting some attacks from Hezbollah in the north, and to the Syria in the east. And the question is, why, when Israel was really under tremendous pressure from Hamas, didn't Hezbollah and Syria attack at the same time? They could have totally undone Israel. They would have made it impossible to live there, but they didn't. And there's so many things going on over in Israel that just don't make sense. For instance, Netanyahu makes all the decisions on his own. Now, there are a lot of people who try to tell you that the United States, that the Jews in Israel control what's going on in the United States, which is actually ridiculous. Netanyahu was a furniture salesman when the establishment picked him up and made him into what he is today. He lived here in the United States for a while. He was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations for a year. But Netanyahu does exactly what he is told to do. And he unilaterally suddenly declared peace with Hamas, or the temporary end of the war. But I'm going to let you talk to somebody who really understands what's going on in Israel, because so much of what is going to affect America down the line is going to pivot on what happens in Israel, and there's nobody who understands this better than Barry Shamet. Barry, pick up the story.
Yeah, I sent out an article. Did you receive it?
When did you send it out?
2 days ago.
I got an article a couple of days ago. Go ahead.
No reaction?
Well, I'll have to admit I haven't read it. I got the article.
Oh, all right. When you do, we'll talk about it. That's going to be part two of the show, is this, Stephen Sotloff, who was beheaded, and that gave Obama the pretext to expand the war to Syria. We'll do that. The article got a ton of reaction, but I want to start with something else.
So I did read that article, and I think you're absolutely right. This whole thing is staged for the effect on the American people it does by suddenly expanding the war in that area and America's involvement. Oh, my goodness, an American was beheaded. Therefore, we've got to go to war. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, I have people actually telling me that there were no beheadings. It was all done with trick camera workers. I mean, it's ridiculous. They held the heads in an arm. Listen, unless you can dismember a head from a body and hold it in the air dangling, why would you? But nonetheless, people told me it was all fake. Oh, let's not get overly paranoid. I don't think the Foley or the Sotloff families are going to get postcards from their sons telling them that it was all fake. All right, let's just assume they didn't go to that much trouble to fake the assassinations, but it doesn't matter. You still have a pretext. Well, you can now send all the ground troops you wanted to Syria because of this beheading. But let me go backwards. I want to start with something because this subject of Sokolov and the beheading probably will take the rest of the show. So I'm going to start with a new report and soak it in. This was over Israel's Channel 2. That is the news outlet. The popular news outlet of Israel is Arutz 2, the second channel. And, well, they interviewed an infantry brigade commander, Colonel Dan Goldfuss. And what he said is essentially what, well, I've been fearing. He says, well, he says that Hezbollah is going to attack. It's a matter of time. And, well, here's his quote. It will be a whole different war from the Israel-Hamas conflict. And that wasn't such a nice war. 72 Israelis, 2,000 Gazans dead. But he says, this is Colonel Dan Goldfuss again. We will have to use considerable force to quickly prevail over the Iranian-backed Hezbollah. And I read this, and I think of 2006, when the IDF fought Hezbollah and lost. Three-week war, all of northern Israel empty. Anyone who had a means of transportation were far from their homes. We're not talking something that hasn't been done before with very bad memories. All right, let's go on to the IDF report. Now, here is an answer to a question you've been asking. The IDF report said that Hezbollah has an estimated 10,000 rockets. Last time we spoke, I did about half that. Well, that's the figure from the IDF. And by the way, Hamas had only 10,000 and used, oh, all but 3,000, let's say, if their estimates are right. 100,000 is a lot of rockets. And 5,000 are long-range missiles. And if you think that civilian targets were a PR issue in Gaza, these are located in Beirut. Same thing, but a lot more civilian casualties. Well, these 5,000 long-range missiles carry warheads of up to a ton, even more, with precision guidance systems covering all of Israel. And I want to add, I know a teensy bit about airport, IDF air bases in Israel. I was, I did my service at air bases, let's say. All these missiles have to do is knock out the runways. Then you can't get the Israeli Air Force into the scene. If these are precision guidance systems, knock out the runways and you've knocked out the IDF Air Force. You've knocked out the Israeli Air Force.
Hold that thought, Barry. We'll be back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Mark Sanders, the thing. Tesla has made well over 100,000 very sophisticated rockets. In other words, the Hamas rockets were certainly not self-guiding. They just put them up in there, and you weren't sure they were going to come down. But Hezbollah's are entirely different, and they could target certainly the Air Force bases, Israeli Air Force bases. All you need to do is knock out the runway. You've knocked out the entire Israeli Air Force. Pick up the story, Barry.
Well, you asked what the intelligence estimates are for Israel, and they're really, really not good. And now I'm reading a report from the IDF itself. Now I'm going to quickly end with Colonel Goldfuss, who has warned us of 10,000 rockets. But he says there's a delusion going on that because Hezbollah has sustained losses fighting with Assad in Syria, they assume that they're weakened. He says, don't assume that. Hezbollah has now accumulated 3 years of battlefield experience and has much greater military capabilities as a consequence. There, oh gosh. Now I'm going to turn to one other person in this IDF report on Lebanon. Again, it's all one report. Yossi Adoni of the Male Yosef Council, what he says is his residents, their northern Israelis, have heard tunneling under their homes since the year 2006. All right, that's a long time. And Israel has had the technology. Well, without quoting Colonel Yossi Langotsky and sonar echolocation and what the technology is, Israel has had the technology to identify these tunnels for a long time. And Langotsky went a little nuts with the IDF chain of command, saying they were inefficient. Okay, if you want to think they were inefficient, I think they were doing what they were told to do, and that's let the tunnels go on. Otherwise, now hear my logic, please. Yossi Adoni said dozens of border area residents have reported the sounds of tunneling under their homes. Well, what do you know? All the IDF has to do is go to their homes where they heard the tunneling and dig a hole. It isn't even complicated technology. They know where to begin, but nobody's doing it. All right? That's simple. If you heard tunneling under your home, odds are you've got a tunnel under your home. You just go and identify it and destroy it, you would think. But that's not happening. And, well, Adoni says, we are absolutely certain these are cross-border tunnels. And Goldfuss, by the way, Colonel, said if in Gaza there were tunnels, yeah, it's possible there'll be tunnels this time around from the north. Everything is known. The IDF came out, gave, well, they secretly or in some way gave this report on Lebanon to Israel's Channel 2, whether there was, it was a true leak or not, it doesn't matter. The fears, I've been saying these same fears, and I've been offering the same, well, partial solutions. One is get the tunnels before they get you. They're not doing it. Oh, this is so upsetting. I'm going to tell you shortly what happened with Hezbollah and Assad, and that there are no Israelis in their Golan Heights settlements because the army has moved them out. But I'm going to do the other story before we end with that. And that story is Sotloff. Stephen Sotloff was the beheaded American, all right, who got the ball rolling, and Obama will be giving a speech how we're going to fight ISIS because they're beheading our people. I read Stephen Sotloff and his biography, and I knew. I had seen this before, okay? I'm going to read you one report of many. Sotloff, who grew up in Miami, immigrated to Israel in 2005 and studied foreign relations at the Interdisciplinary Center in Herzliya. Look, Michael Oren, well, he was a friend of mine from the Army. In the early days of our recruitment, we were very tight. And after the war ended, I met with him, and we traded stories, you know, of our services. Now, mine was eating sand. I was just a grunt. He was all over the Middle East. He was given a journalist pass from the Kansas City Star. And, well, he told me about Baghdad, and he told me about Syria, how great the food is in Damascus. You got to taste their food. And he looked at Israel from their side of the Golan. Michael Oren also studied diplomacy at the Interdisciplinary Center in Herzliya, just like Sotloff. Michael Oren went to Syria. Well, he came out, and he ended up the ambassador to Washington until, like, whoa, what was it, a year and a half ago. He was our ambassador in Washington. The fact is, now I'm going to go a little deeper on Sotloff, but I saw the pattern. Look, the IDF are very, very fond of foreign soldiers who have foreign passports, and they get into all kinds of terrible difficulties. One Australian died in prison this year, and that was covered up. They've got passports that will get them where Israelis can't get to. And I was called, every soldier is called to this office in Tel Aviv. Well, I was offered a much more interesting service. They told me a teacher in the Philippines. I have no idea what that would have involved. But nonetheless, I got a week off where I was followed. My mail was open. Beautiful woman seduced me on a bus, and I asked her out. And, well, it turns out I'm entirely unqualified to be a spy, all right, which is fine with me because I think Sotloff was, in fact, reporting back to Israel. In fact, I'm going to ask a few questions. After I wrote my article, other articles followed. And we're all linked together now on who was Sotloff. One woman, her name is Debbie Schlussel. Well, she was very anti-Sotloff. said that he went to Yemen and he liked Arabs more than Jews and he spoke perfect Arabic. You know, she was so involved in who he appeared to be that it convinced me I was right. I was right. This guy was a deep undercover operative. Look, I'm going to... You just don't go to Yemen because you enjoy Yemen. It's not that fun a place. Now, I'm going to give you Leah Stern, his compatriot. She wrote a little bit of a... well, at the funeral, I believe she even... This was her speech, actually. I think this was her epitaph. Now, I'm quoting Leah Stern, which was, on the other hand, Debbie Schlossel was very anti... well, he got what he deserved, was her attitude. Leah Stern told a very different story, and you have to read between the lines here. Now, I'm quoting her. I'll never forget his smile and the mischievous twinkle in his eye. We shared a bottle of single malt whiskey and a Cuban cigar and joked about how two American Israeli Jewish journalists were inconspicuously camping out in a remote watering hole in Lebanon, of all places, and how dangerous and illegal it was. So let us begin. There was no delusions that this was a normal assignment. But let us carry on with Leah Stern. He shared his war stories from covering the uprisings in Egypt, where he was briefly arrested, and then he had adventures in Syria. Why? Well, here's her quote. He believed there is good somewhere in the world of darkness we live in. Yeah, sure. That's why he did all this. Now, follow the story and analyze it as it goes on. Again, this is his friend Leah, not Debbie, who really took the other point of view that he was a traitor. He wasn't. He was putting his life in danger for reasons. Who knows why people do this. All right, Leah. He shared with me that it was never about breaking the big story or getting to hard-to-reach officials. Quote, this is Stephen. I learned Arabic so I could speak with the common people. And he did so with reporting for Time, the Jerusalem Report, Foreign Policy magazines. While he was learning Arabic, he was also reporting. Well, Jerusalem Report is an Israeli outlet. And why on earth? Look, I said to you last week, why wouldn't ISIS just go on Google, look him up, and find out that he's Israeli and take them all from there? And they didn't for some reason. On the surface, they didn't. All right. I suspect that he got beheaded for reasons that we can't imagine. Yes, we can. We can imagine the reasons. Let me go on. Look, as we spoke further, this Leah, we realized that we had more in common than we could imagine. We both studied journalism and were both affiliated with the Interdisciplinary Center in Herzliya. Look, that may not be a big deal, but I had people writing me saying, why did you expose the Interdisciplinary IDC in Herzliya? I don't get that. Look, I'm just trying to get... I can't cover it up. I can't cover everything up. That's why. I don't know why. Look, I'm just going to polish off with another detail that I don't understand this at all. According to Leah, that after he was captured in Syria, remember, he was in captivity for about a year before he was beheaded. Now, here it comes. Following his kidnapping in 2013, a small group of his friends and associates raced to systematically remove any reference online to his Israeli roots. And the U.S. and Israeli media agreed to cooperate in concealing this information.
Hold the thought, Barry. We'll be back in just a moment here at American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold? It's a very, very big commission. Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Barry Stanley, and Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can listen to your radio program, how they can get your book, and certainly how they can get to your PayPal button. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, all my books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box right in my last name, Chamish. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That'll get you to my books. I think the latest article is up on my website. I've been busy and I haven't looked, but I think David Samarin put it up. And that is BarryChamish.com. And yes, I survived through contributions and book sales. Well, go look at the books. And Well, write me if you want. I have a PayPal button, all that kind of stuff. That's BarryChalmers.com. Now let's go back to this eulogy of Leah Stern. Now here's one last point that I had trouble with. Steve's 2013 August capture led a small group of his friends and associates to systematically remove any reference online to his Israeli roots. The U.S. and Israeli media agreed to cooperate in concealing this information in order not to jeopardize his life. Can you do that? Honest to goodness, if I were captured, God forbid, but nonetheless, and you typed in Chamish, there's no way of getting rid of everything that I know about. How can you systematically remove? All I can say is if somebody actually did this, and there is a way to systematically remove any reference to him online, I'd like to know how it's done. Well, she says that everyone agreed to do this, everyone. All the media, I assume high-level people at Google. Why did he get this terrific new technology where you could be wiped off the internet? My guess is he didn't, frankly. Nonetheless, he was in captivity for a year. I'm sure that his background was looked at by ISIS. Now, this story gets deeper and deeper and more confusing. There is another story. His ties to Israel were wiped out internationally somehow, according to Ms. Stern. You don't get that kind of treatment just because your friends told you to get him off the internet. She had to have some, let's put it this way, darn powerful people to somehow systematically get a name taken off the internet. That was what was done for him. And that article I wrote, look, it was a gut feeling because I knew a little about, well, Michael Oren spent his army working for either the Mossad or Israeli military intelligence and went to Syria. And, well, I strongly suspect that was also Sotloff's. He was fake. He was, in fact, given an assignment to go deep in the Arab world. And it cost him his life. And it, lucky old America, gave you a pretext to go back into the Middle East, right to the front lines. Look, in my worst days, I think that maybe he was another sacrifice. I'll leave it at that. I'm not even going to dive into that. All right. A story needs to be told, and little by little, it is being told. All right. Now, let's go to the present situation. We began with this fear that Hezbollah is getting ready with 100,000 missiles, 5,000 estimated to be precision. They can hit a dime from 50 miles away. We started with that. And we continue with Hezbollah fighting for Assad. Well, some people think they've been weakened by this. The IDF thinks the opposite. They're battle-hardened right now. Now, right now, 200 yards from Israel. Well, let's just say I'm going to quote major sources so I don't have to go into the background. All right, New York Times. Islamist opposition fighters in Syria, including members of the Qaeda-linked Nusra Front, took control of the Kinnetra crossing point. I think they lost it. against them, but they're still fighting. All right, next, Haaretz, very left-wing. Fighters of the Nusra Front recently arrived en masse in southern Syria. All right, we get the point that this Nusra Front is fighting next to Israel, and they're winning, apparently. All right, now here is the Debka file. Now, for many years, I didn't quote them because I was burnt a little too often. They've gotten much better. Now, what they've done, this was only, I guess a week and a half ago, they confirmed my reports. And my reports began, with Aaron Klein's reports that ISIS was initially funded and trained by the Israeli, by the American military. Special Forces, by the way. I found out that wasn't the CIA. It was Special Forces. The information I don't want to know, but I'm finding out anyways. Look, now here's why we thought it was CIA. Because Debka, which is kind of a mainstream intelligence site, widely read, verified Klein. And here is, they are shocked by this. Here's a quote from them, that the Syrian rebel offensive in the south, Kenetra, would have stood no chance without Israel's aid in medical care, in supplies of arms, intelligence, and food. Israel acted as a member, along with the U.S. and Jordan, of a support system for the rebel groups fighting in southern Syria. And here's where Klein and me got very, very confirmed. Their efforts are coordinated through a war room, which the Pentagon, that's why I assume CIA, established last year near Amman. The U.S., Jordanian, and Israeli officers manning the facility determine which rebel factions are provided with reinforcements. We'll get to our loose run one second.
We'll be back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Texas, Alaska, Barry, go right ahead.
Dr. Stan? Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Look, we're back to the story. Right now, the IDF ordered Israeli farmers and civilians to vacate the border area, essentially Golan Heights, because of this fighting going on between Assad and rebels who are funded by the United States and Israel. And Debka is shocked by this. I've been saying it for 2 months. Look, let's go on with their report. All right. What they're saying is that U.S., Jordanian, and Israeli officers manning the facility determine which rebel factions are provided with reinforcements for the special training camps run for Syrian rebels in Jordan. That's Safawi. That's the camp that Klein reported first, and I guess I was second. And now Debka's got the info, and they're shocked. Let's go on with their report. Here's the shock. Knowing these generals, that notwithstanding all their precautions, some of their arms are going to percolate to Al-Qaeda's Syrian arm, Jabhat al-Nusra, fighting in the rebel ranks. Neither Washington nor Jerusalem would be comfortable in admitting they are arming Al-Qaeda's Nusra Front in southern Syria. And once again, we have kind of mainstream intelligence saying, what is Israel doing arming our enemies? And this, by the way, we spoke about at the beginning of the so-called operation against Hamas, that massive convoys, you're talking 200 trucks, were going into the Gaza Strip, supplying the necessary ingredients to continue the war. They were supplying the power, food, water, and power. They were supplying basic infrastructure against an enemy they were at war with. Look, nothing made sense. And, these poor Israelis. You remember one said enough is enough. He had a truck. He blocked the convoy. I assume he also faced court action afterwards. Israelis don't understand. Well, is this just bad policy, or is it on purpose?
Well, I think the one thing that this Sunni this camp in Jordan, here is where Sunni the special forces train ISIS. And ISIS is this group that's going around killing Americans. Why would we have trained the people who are killing Americans unless this whole thing is fraudulent? Go ahead.
Okay, that's, yes, leave it at that. We're not there. We're not with the decision makers. They want chaos, they're getting chaos. Netanyahu pushed through the ceasefire with Hamas. Well, he got his lawyers to find a technicality, because the relationship between Israel and Gaza were not changed by this operation, this war. Well, you can unilaterally do whatever you want. He approved a ceasefire, which the majority, well, let's just say, if he had brought it to the cabinet, odds are it would have lost. And now I'm just gathering cabinet ministers who said they would never, ever allow this ceasefire because Hamas is going to use it to rearm. You either defeat them or you face them again. Netanyahu took that into account, I suppose, when he got his lawyers in action and found a way to shove the ceasefire down Israel's throat with all kinds of fancy language about we sure taught them a lesson. What a victory for Israel. Except the Israeli people think it was a humiliating loss. Now, this is also Channel 2. They conducted a poll. Only 29% of Israelis said the operation was an Israeli victory. 29%. That's it. Netanyahu can talk all he wants, but Hamas is still standing, and while the ceasefire is going on, they're getting ready for another round. According to this poll, only 37% of Israelis supported the ceasefire. That's it. About a third. And here's Netanyahu, for all his lying, his approval rating, which was 92% at the beginning of this operation, has fallen to 32%. That's it. That's a 60-point fall in 2 minutes. Look, the Israeli people aren't idiots. The fact is, well, from one point of view, I view them as idiots. They're not realizing they are being used, that they went to the polls and elected a government that would represent them. No, they're getting a government that's representing something entirely different. That they can't overcome that. They can't. They want to believe their democracy will win somehow against the utter chaos and fascism of the Arabs. They're wrong. The Arabs, oh gosh, if that first report is true and Hezbollah is planning the next operation, my opinion, all right, here's me. I think that'll be the end of Israel. That's what I think. 100,000, 5,000 precision-guided missiles, if that arsenal was used, Israel, well, as Colonel Goldfuss said, this won't be a piece of cake like Gaza was, and that was no piece of cake.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
Well,
time I find out the truth that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listeners supported. We're dependent on those of you out there in the listening audience who believe what we're talking about, who believe that there really is a small subversive group that controls our country and has for many years. If you'd like to join in our effort to expose this subversive group that really dominates the world and is using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, they control the media, and so we carry a wonderful book called The New Media Monopoly. That's The New Media Monopoly. If you haven't read it, you need to get it. And it's written by Professor Ben Bagdikian. He's a left-wing professor. He thinks the right-wing controls the media, just as so many people on the right thinks the left-wing control the media. And they all ignore the fact that it's all controlled, both right and left, by this small subversive group. And, of course, you can learn more about them by getting my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. Get our 4-CD set on the invisible government. We've written so extensively on this group. But what most people don't understand is they certainly are spiritual. And these people, of course, certainly worship a different god. They worship Lucifer. This is not imaginary. There really are people out there who do worship Lucifer. Some of them, of course, just think that they're going to create a better society, but some of them know exactly what they were doing. And they're working largely for the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Skull and Bones Society, the Bohemian Grove, the leaders of Masonry. They understand what this is all about. You read Masonic literature and you'll find out that there is another god, and this is what the Masons believe, at least that the upper echelons. Most Masons, of course, have no idea what's going on. It's simply a social activity, but the people at the very, very top do. They recognize the fact we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, and they just happen to be on the other side. So if you'd like, of course, to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, if you'd like to get the book, The New Media Monopoly, or the myriad of 4-CD sets, we've got a great new one called Sunday on Electricity, Dangerous Electricity. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly you can talk to Letitia if you'd like to get a catalog of all the various books and 4-CD sets and other items we carry. And the information you need to be able to be effective in this battle. And believe me, you need the information so you can discuss it intelligently. Why we'd appreciate your calling, or you can go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. And if you are in a position to help financially, because quite frankly, we need your help to maintain our network of stations where 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, we're broadcasting somewhere in the United States or across the world, trying to educate people as to what is really going on and to understand the spiritual component of the events that are taking place. For we are truly involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And unfortunately, there's no neutral position. A lot of people say, I don't want to be involved. I just want to live my life and be free. And they're not going to let you do that, ladies and gentlemen. They have an agenda. And that agenda, of course, involves